Ever wonder why some people effortlessly attract wealth while others struggle despite working just as hard? The answer lies not in education, luck, or talent, but in your money blueprint, an internal programming established in childhood that silently dictates your relationship with money. This blueprint functions like a financial thermostat, preset to a specific wealth level you'll unconsciously maintain. This explains why lottery winners often lose everything within years, while self-made millionaires can rebuild fortunes quickly after setbacks. Think about it. Have you noticed how your income tends to hover around the same level year after year? Or how you might sabotage yourself just as things improve? That's your money blueprint at work. It was formed through three primary influences: verbal programming, what you heard about money growing up; modeling, what you observed; and specific emotional incidents connected to money. If you constantly heard money doesn't grow on trees or watched your parents fight about finances, these experiences became embedded in your subconscious. The good news? Unlike a tree whose roots determine what fruit it bears, you can change your programming. By identifying and revising these subconscious patterns, you can reset your financial thermostat to a higher level. This isn't about positive thinking. It's about recognizing that the invisible world of thoughts and beliefs creates the visible world of results. To change the fruits, you must first change the roots. Declarations are far more potent than gentle affirmations. They're statements spoken with such conviction they alter your energetic frequency. When you declare something with intensity, standing tall and speaking with emotional force, you create powerful vibrations that impact both your body and the universe. Consider the stark difference between whispering, "I'm going to be wealthy," versus declaring it with absolute certainty. This isn't mystical. It's about aligning your entire being with your intentions. Touching your heart while declaring creates a mind-body connection that bypasses intellectual resistance, as your subconscious doesn't distinguish between reality and vivid emotional imagination. Practice by placing your hand on your heart and declaring, "I have a millionaire mind." Make declarations part of your daily ritual, especially in the morning, before challenges, and when you notice old patterns emerging. Your declarations today shape your financial reality tomorrow, so speak them as if your wealth already exists. The key difference between wealthy and poor mindsets is simple. Rich people believe they create their life, while poor people think life happens to them. Taking responsibility empowers change, while blaming external factors surrenders control. When facing setbacks, successful entrepreneurs analyze their decisions and adapt, while unsuccessful ones blame external factors like the economy or competition. The first approach enables growth and recovery. The victim mentality shows up as blaming others, justifying financial lack, and constant complaining. These behaviors attract more negativity and perpetuate poor circumstances. To break free, take 100% responsibility for your financial life. Acknowledge your role in current situations and your power to change them. Try this. For 7 days, avoid complaints, blame, and justification. Instead, ask, "How did I create this situation, and what can I do differently?" Are you playing the money game to win big or merely not to lose? When your goal is just having enough to pay the bills, that's exactly what you'll get. Consider your mindset. Do you get excited about building wealth, or do you focus primarily on making ends meet? The former attracts wealth. The latter keeps you at survival level. The universe responds to intention. If your intention is simply not being broke, you're focusing on the very state you're trying to avoid, like telling someone not to think of a pink elephant. When you focus on not being poor, your mind remains fixed on poverty. Wealthy people set their financial targets astronomically high. Even if they don't hit those exact targets, they'll achieve far more than someone whose goal was merely comfort. They understand that money's purpose isn't just survival, it's freedom, options, and impact. Rather than asking, how can I pay my bills this month, ask, how can I increase my income tenfold in the next 3 years? The questions you ask shape the answers you receive. Play to win by setting financial goals that excite and challenge you. There's a vast difference between wanting wealth and being committed to creating it. True commitment means eliminating all other possibilities except success, burning bridges of retreat, and doing whatever it takes ethically to achieve your financial goals. Most people send mixed signals about wealth, saying they want it while holding limiting beliefs or avoiding necessary sacrifices. The universe responds not to words, but to deepest commitments demonstrated through actions. This means actively educating yourself about money management, associating with successful people, and developing both mindset and skills. The key distinction lies between interest and commitment. Interest means pursuing wealth when convenient. Commitment means staying the course regardless of circumstances. Only the latter leads to transformation. Rich people think big, poor people think small. The law of income states you'll be paid in proportion to the value you deliver to the marketplace. While quality matters, the scale of people you serve often determines your financial success. A heart surgeon helps one patient at a time, while an entrepreneur's product can improve millions of lives. Small thinking stems from fears of failure, success, disappointment, and responsibility. But playing small serves no one. Every major innovation began with someone thinking beyond conventional boundaries. Steve Jobs didn't aim to create a marginally better computer. He envisioned transforming the world through technology. To expand your thinking, ask bigger questions. Instead of, how can I make $1,000, ask, how can I make $10 million? Rather than serving 10 clients, think about serving 10,000. These questions unlock creative solutions you'd otherwise miss. The more lives you impact positively, the more abundance returns to you. Challenge yourself by multiplying your goals by 10, then consider what mindset shifts would make that expanded vision possible. Rich people see opportunities where poor people see obstacles, a fundamental difference that shapes both financial outcomes and life experience. While everyone faces challenges, the wealthy choose to focus on possibilities rather than problems. Consider two entrepreneurs during a market downturn. One sees only problems, decreased spending and tighter credit. The other spots opportunities, undervalued assets, less competition, and available talent. Same situation, different perspective. This opportunity mindset isn't naive optimism, but practical problem solving. Rich people ask, how can I make this work? While poor people ask, why does this always happen to me? The opportunity-focused individual takes a ready, fire, aim approach, taking action rather than waiting for perfect conditions. To develop an opportunity mindset, consciously shift your focus from problems to possibilities. Train yourself to see opportunity in every obstacle, remembering that what you focus on expands in your life. Your focus determines your reality.